Stupidity never dies. It evolves. Get your signed copy with the link below.
Didn't know evolution was fact. Well, you agree that the Earth is not flat, and you agree that the universe is like billions of years old, right? Because you said creation, you said you agree that creationism is not true, right?
Well, I'm just saying it. I can agree with that, with your statement that creation is fact. Do you agree with intelligent design?
It says creation is fiction.
Yeah, I get it. But do you think intelligent design is fiction as well?
Yeah.
Does that fall into that? Okay.
Yeah, because it's pseudoscientific.
And you got evolution as fact.
Yeah.
Can you point to the fact of evolution? I'm sure you agree with Dr. David Berlinski, right? You know him. Oh, you should look him up. He's one of the top scholars in the world. And since 1972, he started out as kind of atheist, but trying to prove that, evolution. But mathematically, and he's tried it since 1972. I think his book came out in 1980. Still works on supercomputers. The math of any animal becoming another species does not exist.
That's pretty weird that a guy who has no education in biology would write a book where he thinks he can.
What does he have an education in? What does he have an education in?
A PhD in philosophy from Princeton University, and he taught mathematics and philosophy at institutions including Stanford, Rutgers, and the University of Paris.
You want to look at some of his other accolades, because he actually ran a magazine. He was actually deciding what was real science, what wasn't science, with a board for decades. I mean, he's well round known. Very well known.
I mean, okay, RFK Jr. is very well known, but he believes in things that are utterly stupid and scientifically known to be false.
Utterly stupid. You know what was utterly stupid to me, but wasn't to anybody else?
Why are you so triggered?
I'm not triggered at all. It's just that you didn't answer my question. You put down David Berlinski.
Robert Kennedy Jr. is what I said. I was telling you that just because somebody has credentials in something doesn't mean that, therefore, everything that they say is true. RFK Jr., for example, is an example.
He doesn't have
Lynn Margulis.
Do you have the math?
Lynn Margulis, one of the most important biologists of the 20th century, then went on to say that, yeah, AIDS doesn't exist. What? Very brilliant, very accomplished people are capable of believing really stupid things and things that are just false. So, like, getting back to full circle to how this began, the exact same process that shows us that the Earth isn't flat is the process that shows that evolution is a fact. There isn't a different
just
kind
show
of
me
science.
The facts so I can research it because I
sure,
know
all
a
life
lot
on the planet
of,
shares
I know,
genes.
I know a lot of scientists. I know a lot of philosophers. I know a lot of everything.
Buddy,
and we have never.
If you're going to ask me a question, don't start grandstanding after you ask me the question.
We all agree. Thanks for interrupting. We all agree with one thing.
You asked me. Okay, now I'm going to mute you. You asked me a question, and then instead of letting me answer the question, you just started filibustering about something else and trying to, grandstand about the topic. You want evidence? All life on the planet shares genes. Evolution confirmed.
Okay. Do you believe that species evolve from another species? Yes or no?
Yes, and the evidence proves it because all species share genes.
Give me the evidence. We have a lot of theories.
We share
a lot of theses.
I have told you the evidence.
No.
Three times.
You have not shown me where it has been declared by the science community that evolution is fact.
What did I tell you that the evidence was?
No. I want show me. Just print it up so that I can go research it
myself. I have told you the evidence.
What document? No, I've get
no, not no. We're not moving on until you acknowledge this. Three times I have told you the evidence.
No, okay.
So what are you doing?
Give me your list of evidence.
I told you three times. Did you not hear me?
Tell me again, smart guy. Go ahead.
All life on the planet shares genes.
You believe that we come from, okay, how do we share? We share similar DNA.
He's spinning and spiraling, folks.
No, I'm not. Oh, my
the
God.
The tires are spinning, but
so
the car's not
what
moving.
They call a mid-tard. You know what a mid-tard is? A very intelligent person that doesn't know how to apply things into the real world.
In the real world, all organisms share genes.
And a real conversation. And very intelligent people can spell out things in layman's terms.
Intelligent people don't have tard in their vocabulary.
Do me a favor.
They're above that.
I'm asking, where's the proof that there was a duck and it became a horse or whatever you want to call it? A cow became a whale.
For the fourth time, all life on the planet shares genes. There's your proof. I have more, but we're starting with that. For some reason, you keep failing to acknowledge it.
And you keep failing to acknowledge me. We can keep failing to acknowledge each other. Okay, you believe that we all come from a singular cell. We also used to believe that we evolved from Neanderthals until 1996 when they ran the DNA and then released a paper in 2001.
What are you talking about?
Do you not remember when there was taught that we evolved from Neanderthal?
Oh, perhaps. Yeah, we didn't come from Neanderthals.
Right. So,
we were related to them.
With evidence, right. Science changes with evidence. That's correct. I was taught by scientists that we evolved from Neanderthal until 1996 when they ran the DNA and there wasn't enough markers for, we may have crossbred with them, but we did not evolve from them.
Yeah, we came from Homo heidelbergensis.
That was just 30 years ago.
Because science proved something, that proves that science doesn't know what it's talking about. What's your argument?
Did I say that?
Yes.
No, I didn't. But nice conclusion with how you perceive things. What I said was that I was taught one way and science had kind of different evidence. I'm asking for your evidence, right? Where as species, because
genetics.
I have not seen where there is scientific proof where we went from one species to another.
Okay, I very happily will do this, but I want to ask you a question. What would the evidence look like?
I'm just asking, is there? Because I don't...
So you don't know what the evidence would be. So when I tell you what the evidence is, you don't get to say nuh-uh. Just for the record.
I get to say whatever the hell I want.
Oh, you're such a special little guy, if only in your own mind.
I am.
If you're like my guest and you can't read either, I do have good news. I created audiobooks of both my books available on my Shopify store.
Yeah, I got it.
So do you see this? These fossils here on the screen? Oh, why is it on that page?
Okay. I don't know why you have it on that page, but just show me where it says one species became another species. Go from one species to another, please.
Yep.
Show me where it went from one species to another. Thank you.
Yep. So, do you see the Ambulocetus here? I'll repeat the question. Do you see the Ambulocetus here on the screen?
I'm looking. No, I don't.
That's actually Pachycetus right here in the middle.
Okay, that's what I was looking at, the Pachycetus. I didn't see the other one. So
yeah, Ambulocetus is the one on bottom. My bad. So we have two of them there. So these are thought to be the ancestors of whales. So we have to find evidence for this. So if they're the ancestors of whales, then there should be specific, I guess we would say morphological, which is we look at the bones, and then there should be genetic evidence of it. Well, is there? Well, when we look at a Bacillosaurus, which is the one in the middle here, that's definitely a whale, but it's an extinct whale. So what we do is we look at its morphology. We look at the teeth, and we see that it has heterodonty, which is something modern whales don't have. It has a different kind of tooth in the back as opposed to the front. Modern whales, if they have teeth, they're all exactly the same, conical-shaped teeth. You can just look at the skull of a orca or a sperm whale, and you can see that. Now, Ambulocetus and Pachycetus have that exact same kind of dentition.
Right.
That is a major clue that Ambulocetus and Pachycetus are the ancestors of Bacillosaurus. But we can go further than that.
Okay, by fossils, yes, you got DNA. Perfect. I love DNA.
Yep. I'm going to get to the DNA at the end, but I have a lot more fossil evidence. So whales, modern whales, don't have limbs. They do have some rudimentary bones left over from like the hip structure in the rear, but they don't have limbs with digits and the long bones and all that. But Bacillosaurus does. You can kind of see them right there, but here's a bigger version of them. So these have the exact same proportion that they did in Pachycetus and Ambulocetus, but they're not used for locomotion. Gradually, they just get smaller, and here they are in Dorudon, too. Now, there's a longer explanation for this that has to deal with specialization and the modification of an organ, but I'm going to skip that for now. We can go back to it. But what are these whales doing with hind limbs? Well, they're just simply shrinking over time, and in modern whales, they just don't exist at all. Now, one more bone thing. There's a certain bone in the foot called the talus, and in Ambulocetus, in Dorudon, which is definitely a whale, it's this one labeled B. In Bacillosaurus, definitely a whale, it's the one labeled A. They have this particular bone. So where it says Eocene whale, that's on the right and the left. Yes. Well, it turns out that Ambulocetus and Pachycetus have that exact same bone in their legs too. The astralgus, it's like a modified talus bone. The only organisms today that still have that are ungulates, hooved animals, the even-toed hooved animals. That's why it says pronghorn antelope as well right there. So what that right. means is, okay, the ancestor of the whale was this land-dwelling creature that is closely related to, you know, the ungulates. So then we could do genetic testing. We have all these physical markers that connect them together. So then we could do the genetic testing in the modern day, and whales should be most closely related to the even-toed ungulates. And they are. Most specifically, they're most closely related to hippopotamuses. So by studying the skeleton, we were able to see the transitions, and then we were able to predict what it should be most closely related to, because that's how evolution happens. Animals.
No, that's the theory of evolution.
No, that's now, how it happens. Animals have.
No, I understand.
Animals reproduce. And so when they reproduce, they pass on their genetic information. So if this animal that has that specific bone that the ancient whales have, but the modern whales do not have, if that's because they're an ancestor, then we have to be able to see the genetics being passed down. And that's 100% see today.
I want to see the markers. Are the markers in the DNA? How closely are they related? And then I'm going to ask, you know what, dude? You're so combative. I'm asking just a couple of questions. If you can't answer them without being whatever it is that you're trying, I don't understand. I'm going to ask two questions for educational purposes for myself. Sorry, I'm being needy.
Okay.
My question is, one, what were the markers on the DNA? How close were they? Were there enough to convince that it was a linked species? Second, has that study been peer reviewed, and how did it stand up in the peer review? That's it.
This is a pretty common scientific knowledge. I could search for a paper.
You know what I love? Yeah, I love that. I love how it's so common. You know, it's like saying that somebody's guilty in the Epstein files. But when you ask them, okay, where can I go read it and see proof? It's there.
That's interesting.
I also
can't get you a paper that proves that gravity exists, because I just don't know one off the top of my head.
Oh, wow. No.
But here's a cladogram. So, yeah, it links the even-toed ungulates, and there we have the whales and the hippos right there.
Perfect.
So this is
great.
Common scientific knowledge, and it's used to make diagrams that they put in, like,
you know,
high school textbooks.
You know what I love about you is that you think there are no Copernicuses in the world. You know, Copernicus knew that that the sun didn't evolve around us for over 100 years before science figured it out, right? So my point
his
is
his model was actually really deeply flawed.
Yeah, I got it. But he got the majority of the argument correct. My point is that you think there are no Copernicuses left in the scientific world. And I don't think that at all. Over 100 years,
nothing I've said.
It was common knowledge that the sun evolved around us, right? Please stop with your anecdotes and just get to the facts.
They're called anecdotes. Anecdote is that's something different. So no, yeah, this is from ResearchGate. So here's a very in-depth cladogram that's going perfect. Over the genetic relationships between these.
Did you even bother to read the peer reviews on this? Did it have any negative peer reviews? Was there anything the negative in it? Because one thing I love about the scientific world and the really smart ones understand, that until we start sharing null results on our experiments, that we're holding ourselves back on science.
So the fact that this got published means it went through peer review. So if there were any errors in it, they would have been caught and it would not have made it through the peer review process. So,
Everything you were asking for has been provided.
Now you're just shifting the goalpost and being like, you showed the evidence, did you include any evidence that maybe perhaps it's not actually the evidence you thought it would be?
No, I don't think it's anything. I leave myself an open mind. What I'm saying is we thought ourselves that we evolved from Neanderthals until 30 years ago. And I still haven't seen the DNA markers or how close they are in species. I believe in adaptation. What I don't believe in is the theory that a whale became a horse or a cow or whatever. And I will.
So why did you ask for the evidence if your response is just to take a shit all over the evidence? The evidence is right here. There's a paper for it.
Yeah.
And so you just say, nuh-uh.
Do you think? I don't give a shit what the paper thinks. What do you think? What I'm telling you is what
So you don't
think.
Care about science. Okay. I wish you would have just said, I don't care about science,
no.
And I am too lazy to read scientific papers. I believe what I believe.
What you say is, I can regurgitate this fucking
I demand that people show me evidence, and after they show me the evidence, what I say is, I don't care about the evidence. I'm going to continue believing what I believe. So I wish you would have told me that you're an intellectual midget and that you don't care about science or anything like that. I wish you would have told me about that. I know you are, but what am I? That's the best you can do. I know you are, but what am I?
No, you love to regurgitate a paper.
I know you are, but what am I?
Ownership of it. You take ownership of owning that paper and you don't even know how to.
You asked for scientific evidence. I provided the scientific evidence and you just said, I don't care what the evidence says. So you don't believe in evolution, and you don't have any reason. You just say, I don't care. And even if you showed me the evidence, I still wouldn't care. So,
oh, my God. You showed
I don't know
me.
What
oh
it's God. Like to be
show
whatever
me the,
you
show
are.
Show me the DNA on that paper. Show me the DNA on that paper. Show me the DNA research on the bones. Please.
The fact that you said DNA research on the bones
instead of
shows me
evidence,
that
you
don't.
Showed me,
buddy, I don't think you could even spell DNA. The fact that you said show me the genetic evidence on the bones proves to me that I don't think you could even spell DNA.
You extract it from the bones. Shut the fuck up, dude. Just stop with your fucking.
No, fossils fucking don't contain DNA. You didn't know that fossils don't contain DNA.
You know what
DNA.
I know. You know what I know.
It's
you know what I love
so
about you.
So awkward.
You know
oh
what I love about you.
God. Oh God.
You done? Do you love validating yourself, you little fucking shit? Good God. I'm asking, you know what? You couldn't have an open, honest, intellectual conversation with anybody. You fucking hide behind your
says
little
the guy that asked said, for no, evidence, you and then when somebody the showed him the evidence, he said, I don't care what the evidence is. By the way, here's the genomic data that you were looking for. The name of the article that this came from is called comparative genomics. So literally the thing in question that we were looking at is from a paper that is just literally a comparison of DNA between these organisms. So for like the third time in a row, exactly the thing you were asking for has been provided. And now you're just going to say, I don't care.
No, I'm going to do something even better. I'm going to get the answer I asked. So you're saying that paper, right? What's it called again?
Here, I'll just put it up on the screen. So you can screenshot it or whatever it is you want to do with it. Comparative. Oh, yeah. Sorry. It zoomed out. Comparative genomics of Cetartiodactyla energy metabolism underpins the transition to an aquatic lifestyle. This is 100% what you were asking for. Oh, yeah? Well, where's that paper got any DNA studies or whatever? It is a paper about DNA studies. Are you... I can't hear you, but you're not muted. Hello? Hello? What was his name? Is this the Bart guy? Barticus. I can't hear you, Barticus. Are you there? He's muted. On my screen, he's not. I never clicked on the mute thing. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we're supposed to do about Barticus here. But no, like, yeah, literally, this is what you're asking for, right? I mean, if I do a control F and I search for the word gene. Oh, look, 104 results for gene. How about protein? Yep, I got 20 results for that. DNA. That's funny. It doesn't actually have DNA in it. Genome. Genome has 13 results. So, yeah, this is 100% what you were asking for, Barticus. I really wish that your microphone wasn't muted so we could listen to your, little man rage syndrome come through some more. But that was also really funny how he was defending all the child rapists in the Epstein files, too. Or just because somebody's in the Epstein files doesn't mean they're guilty. Barticus is 100% in the Epstein files. That's why he has to say that. If I'm wrong, unmute yourself. Nope, turns out I'm right. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.